Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. It is Monday, March 14th, 2016, and you've tuned in to Pull It Together with Erica Black. I am Erica Black. I'm a certified holistic life coach, and it's my passion and purpose in life to help you move forward and live a great life. Life is meant to be lived in the present moment, lived every day. Every day is a gift. That's why we call it the present, right? They say yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. It is. So bring your attention, bring your focus into this moment, into this show right now, that we can learn together. Today we're going to be talking about being stressed out, and how about a little sleep, right? You know, self-care is so important. The world is crazy. And sometimes, you know, we feel like it gets crazier and crazier. I wonder if it was just always crazy. But, you know, I talked to my dad, and I talked to him about, you know, kind of the simpler days. But definitely things are busy. Things are hectic. You may, anyone feel like they need a nap, tired today? I'll tell you, I've been, for the last almost 2 weeks, been in Morgantown, West Virginia, and I live in the beautiful Tampa Bay area of Florida, and I miss my peeps, but I am up here in the kind of mountainous region of West Virginia because my dear, dear son and my dear, dear daughter-in-law just had their second child. So, you know, literally, I flew in on the 2nd, and I didn't even take my suitcase out of the car. We picked up my daughter-in-law, and we went straight to the hospital. She had the baby that day. You know, what timing, right? God's timing is so amazing. I remember booking that flight going, well, it's a week early. Do I need to go that early, or maybe I need to go even earlier? And I prayed about it. I booked the flight, and wow. You know, I was there just in time, but right on time, right? And, you know, there is a bigger force, you guys, bigger force at play than our own, you know, little pea brains. I mean, not to diminish our amazing minds, right? But, you know, in comparison to the Almighty, the Creator, right? Our ability to control things, you know, we do have choices. We can make choices about what we do and how we respond to events, you know, what actions that we take. But, you know, there's a whole lot of things that are out of our control. And certainly whenever a baby's going to be born is not, I can't choose it, I can't control it, right? It's amazing the way that God works, you know, when we defer to him and let him do so. Anyhow, so today we're going to talk about, you know, stress out, burnout, and sleep. Because I'm going to tell you what, in the last week and a half, sleep has been an issue for me, for my kids, you know. And then, of course, we lost an hour of sleep. And I wonder how that going. Are you feeling a little sluggish on your day today? We're going to talk about making great choices, great healthy choices, and really how to do that and how to improve our lives, because being present, being able to give our task attention and to move, you know, our lives forward it's the key to really living, right? And we all want to really live our lives because we don't want to just exist through our days. Every day is important. Once it's gone, it's gone. It's the only March 14th, 2016 that you'll ever have. When this day is gone, you'll never get to reclaim it. So why not make the most of it? Theme of this show, the theme of my practice, it's called Pull It Together. The theme of my coaching program called Thrive, and the course called Thrive, the online course that, you know, I regret to tell you is not ready yet. But, you know, this has been an interesting adventure for me with God, because I realized how my estimation of schedules and time is it's not really accurate, you know, and that God really knows how long that things are going to take and what's really necessary. So as I've been, you know, experiencing a little frustration as I keep working on this course, because I'm trying to make it really excellent because I want it to really, really, really bless a whole lot of people and you guys for sure. You know, I've experienced some frustration at the amount of time that it's taken, and I have, you know, I'm going to confess to you, you know, I've been helping out with my son and his family for sure, you know, enjoying the grandkids and also, you know, doing the things that are important, like laundry and dishes and, you know, trying to care for the two-year-old, right, while the parents can focus on the baby and, you know, vice versa, you know, take care of the baby when, you know, I can, so that they can have some time with the two-year-old, you know. So it's just, you know, just trying to help out. But then I've really been working on the course also, and I've been, you know, staying up late and getting up early, you know, when the kids are sleeping and stuff like that. And I have been really depriving myself of of the necessary thing called sleep. And so, you know, it was interesting because I do my Bible study with my dad every day. I'm just out, you know, with him every day over the phone. And we were doing Bible study yesterday, and it was all about getting enough rest. And I'm like, okay, I hear you. I hear you, God. I really, really do. So, you know, I mean, that needs to be a priority, because we can do without enough sleep and the right food, and we can do that for, you know, a few days or weeks, but it catches up to us, right? For sure. It's one of those necessary things. So, you know, being burned out, you know, that's a powerful opposition to forward motion. And, you know, I personally have too many things that I want to do and accomplish and live in my life to be burned out and stressed out and not be able to do them, you know. I want to meet my life and make it really effective. I want to accomplish the things, the purposes that God put me on the planet for. I want to love my loved ones well. I don't want to snap at them because I'm tired and irritable. I'm going to be able to do the things for my loved ones and for myself and in my life and for you guys. And pardon me, do an excellent job. And that will never happen if I'm not well rested. So, you know what I'm saying. I'm sure that you have a similar story, right? So how do we really take one step at a time and take care of ourselves? Because that's really the key. That's the key to being able to do all the things that we want to do and that we find important to ourselves, you know. And, you know, even I can't think straight when I'm tired. To be able to make really good choices for yourself, it's important to get your sleep, right? So I wonder, does anyone pay attention, you know, because I was just on a plane, you know, a week and a half ago. Does anyone, you know, listen anymore to the flight attendants when they do their, you know, thing about the seat belts and the air or the oxygen mask and the flotation devices and stuff? I wonder if anyone really, you know, maybe if it's your first flight, maybe if you're on the plane for the first time, but, you know, after a while, you figure, oh, I know all that stuff, right? But they say put the oxygen mask on yourself before you try to assist someone else, right? We need to take care of ourselves before we try to take on the world. And, you know, I don't really advise taking on the world either, because moderation is the key. So if you feel like you're spinning out of control or you're too exhausted or irritable, you know, you have too much on your plate, not enough hours in the day, and I think that you're in a dangerous and precarious place, you need to step back. So that's what you're doing right here, stepping back in this show, right, by listening to the show. Step back and look at what's really happening. Like I said, you know, we can do without some sleep for a few days or weeks, all the while being the superheroes that we are, leaping our tall buildings in a single bound. But, you know, what happens is that that all catches up to us, you know. I mean, we can only do it for a couple of days. And there are extenuating circumstances. You know, I'm talking about a lifestyle. Some days you may not get enough sleep, and, you know, that may go on for a couple of days. But if it goes on for more than a couple of weeks, I'm going to tell you, you can't keep it up. You're only a human being after all. You know, it comes out in the form of stress. And stress is such an ugly word that I get stressed out even saying it. Sort of. You know, it comes in many forms. It could be anger, right, being irritable, depression, aggression, frustration, you know, physical ailments or illnesses, and many more ways. So, anyone up for a good depression today? Getting really irritable and good and angry. being disoriented or sick. How about that, you know, nice gastrointestinal thing that happens, you know, when we get kind of stressed out and, you know, frustrated? I think I'd rather experience health and well-being, wouldn't you? You know, again, it's thriving. You know, there's gardening metaphors here. You know, if you look at a plant needs good soil, the right amount of sunlight and water and nutrients and so forth in order to be lush, green, and healthy, succulent. You know, not with dry soil and being, you know, your leaves are kind of dry and brittle, right? That's not really thriving. You feel like your leaves, you know, metaphorically speaking, are kind of dry and brittle and your soil's cracked because you need to either nourish your body more or your soul and spirit more. You need more rest, you know, well-being in your life. You know, I'm all about people thriving, right? So you really need to think care of yourself. It's really super important. And so that's what my course is all about. That's what my 6-month coaching program is all about. And you can call me, by the way, you know, just a little sidebar here. Call me for your free coaching session. I offer free coaching sessions, so call me to schedule that. You know, why not? You don't have anything to lose by doing that. And then I get the opportunity to bless you and give you some tools that can help you in your life. So it's definitely a win for you and a win for me. So call for that. You can call me directly at 513-646-0767 or email me at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. The website's ericablack.com. That's Erica with a K and then black like the color .com. So, you know, check it out, and hopefully next week I'll have that coupon code for the course for you, because my Blog Talk Radio listeners, I'm going to make the course available to you for only $20. Okay, so let's jump back in here, because we want to thrive, right? So that's why I want you to be able to have the course and use the course. And I guarantee you, if you do use the course or if you join my coaching program, either way, I mean, with the coaching program, you get definitely a lot more for me, and the implementation is the difficult part. You know, understanding the material is not the difficult part, but implementing it. It's kind of like a diet, right? Everyone knows. I mean, why is it when you go through the checkout line at the grocery store, there are always magazines telling you about the new trick to losing weight, new diet, new fast, easy, non-invasive diet or exercise program. But, you know, we all know what to do. We all know you have to lower your calorie intake and your fat intake and then get some exercise. You know, those are the things that are going to make the difference to losing weight. But it's implementing them that's the hard part. That's something that I address in my course. And, you know, that's also why taking the coaching program is really helpful to you. But I've done my best to really impart all the tools that you need into the course with personal touches, and also I'm going to make myself available twice per month via a group conference call for office hours for all my students. So, you know, therefore, I will be able to give you some real personal encouragement and support that way. But, you know, implementing is the hard part, and that's why the course is so valuable in my program, all about thriving. So that's kind of what we're talking about today. You're not thriving if you're stressed out or sleep deprived. You know, because we'll never live the lives we're meant to live if we don't slow down long enough to enjoy them. When was the last time you really enjoyed your life? You know, and I'm not talking about just enjoying a meal or, you know, maybe, you know, seeing a movie or going out dancing or whatever it is that you think is fun. I mean, yeah, there is enjoyment in that for sure. But think about a time where you were really connected. You really had a sense of well-being, that you were really in a great conversation with someone, or you're really doing something that really matters, that's really important. You know, that you're fully engaged and your heart, you know, I mean, I think those are the times when we have full enjoyment of our lives. And it could be a meal if you're really, really present and you're really enjoying, like, thinking about, focused on your food and the people that you're with, really enjoying the company, really enjoying every bite, every sip of whatever you're drinking, every bite of food, every word of conversation, every look into that person's eyes or whatever, you know. I mean, I know oftentimes, you know, I've sat around tables with people and we eat. And we might talk, but there's a focus on just getting the eating done. And that's not engagement to me. I'm not engaged with my food or that other person. So it's not really enjoyable. The enjoyable part is when you're really engaged and connected with what's happening, the eating and the person, right? When was the last time that you really enjoyed something, when you really enjoyed your life? If you have to wonder about it, it's been too long, right? We need to create the habits of self-care and well-being in order to give ourselves our best to any task that we have on our plate. And speaking of task, my personal opinion is that we're bloated in this society. We're bloated with tasks. We have way too many tasks, and it's questionable whether they're really necessary or not. You know, think of kids. If a kid needs a schedule, a calendar, if a kid needs a calendar, something's wrong, I think. You know, I have friends, of course, I'm a mom. Now I have grandkids, right? Things were simple when my son was small. I mean, he did play baseball and he took karate, but he, you know, he had, you know, so karate was maybe 2 or 3 days a week, and then baseball was the practice. So it got intense at different points in time over the year with the practices and the games, but maybe 3 times per week. But I know, I have friends with their kids, you know, it seems like the thing where parents get their kids involved in so many, you know, have you heard the saying, there's too much of a good thing? There can be too much of a good thing, because kids need time. They need time to be able to dream, imagine, and create, and use their imagination. I mean, that's one of the beautiful things, one of the beautiful God-given gifts that we are born with, the ability to dream, imagine, and create. You know, you see kids, they don't need a TV program. They don't even need fancy toys. I mean, my kid, you know, he had fancy toys. And he would go and find my dad's hat and one of my tops and a towel, and he'd make himself into a superhero that way. you know, or he'd find my dad's belt and shove it down into the back of his pants, and all of a sudden he was a lion because he had a tail. You know what I mean? It's just kids can play with pots and pans and wooden spoons, you know, make a band that way out of whatever. I mean, their imagination is amazing, and they're fully themselves. You know, we need to recapture some of that as adults. You know, we've learned how to play a role. We've learned to get shoved into a role, and we become a whirling dervish. Sometimes we've got so many plates spinning, it's ridiculous. And the more plates we can spin, you know, the more we feel like, you know, hey, look, I'm somebody because I can spin all these plates. I'm really important, and I accomplish a lot. But you've lost yourself in the process. You know, you're so busy doing things that you forgot about being, you know, we're not human doings, we're human beings. So look at the things that you're doing and think about how to connect to yourself, to rest, to get out of the rat race, right? If you're too busy and you're stressed out, something's wrong. You know, and please don't do that to your kids. I'm just saying, school's hard enough, and the amount of homework that they even give elementary school kids, you know, that's a topic for another time. I don't agree with that. But like I said, topic for another show, right? But, you know, I mean, that's stressful enough. You know, don't pile 5 activities into their schedules as well. You know, because they need time to rest, to imagine, daydream, create. And so do you, quite honestly. So anyway, you know, we think about paring down your task. Is it important? Is it urgent? Is it important? If it's not important, consider cutting some things out of your schedule. Trust me, you'll thank me later when you do. It's all about self-care. You know, realizing that we need to pare down our food intake and choose wisely is important to our physical health. And in the same way, I think we need to pare down our task intake and choose wisely so that we can have maximum emotional health and well-being. We all want, right? So, you know, I was talking about the plants earlier and continuing in that gardening metaphor. You know, sleep is really an essential restorative practice. And do plants sleep? Well, oddly enough, they actually do. Plants have a timekeeping mechanism. It's called a circadian clock, and it allows them to anticipate daily changes in light and temperature. So yes, they need to sleep, and they do it naturally with the rising and the setting of the sun and the changes in the seasons. You know, I was always amazed when I moved to Florida from Ohio that my basil plants reacted the same way to fall in Florida, where the weather is much warmer and summer-like, as they did in Ohio. And my friend Jennifer said they just know. They know it's fall. And I guess they do, because they are connected to God and they're living their purpose, right? So they know. They know what season it is. They know what time of day it is, and they react to it. So, you know, if there's just one morsel that I can give you in the show today to improve your life, it's one resounding word. Sleep. Sleep. Stop, drop, and take a nap. Now, you know, you might not be able to do that. It's the middle of the day on Monday, at least here in the United States, Eastern Standard Time. But we all know that a lack of sleep makes us grumpy and out of it, but it can also affect your memory, your health, your looks. Yeah, how about dark circles and bags under your eyes? Not so good, right? It affects your self-life and even your ability to lose weight, right? Because when your body is tired, your body craves more food to run on, and therefore you want to eat carbs, so you have additional food and additional weight. Also, you're prone to accidents, heart disease, high blood pressure, strokes, diabetes, and those are some serious life-threatening consequences. But also, you know, it affects your ability to think and to learn. And like we said earlier, thinking you might be prone to depression definitely ages you. So, you know, if you're like me, you totally don't want that. It can make you forgetful and affect your judgment. So the bottom line is, you know, one critical and hopefully simple way to improve the quality of your life, take care of yourself, get enough sleep. You know, and of course, if you have insomnia or a sleeping disorder, you'll need to see a physician. You know, I can't just go to sleep, take a nap, or get a full night's sleep. You know, you may have to see someone or get some sleep aids to help you, but, you know, you'll have a better life all the way around. It's your choice. And this is the thing, you know, I mean, some people have a hard time saying no, but in the end, it's your choice. And, you know, like we said, put the oxygen mask on yourself before you try to help others. You know, getting enough sleep is self-care so that you are able to go out and then help someone else. You're thinking clearly, you're physically fit, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally fit to go out and to bless other people. You know, you can't give what you don't have, and if your resources are depleted, you won't be able to help anybody else. So, you know, think about tasks. If you're too busy, you're going to have to cut something out. It's just like, you know, if you have too many things, like if you have a big house and you move into a smaller one, or if you move into an apartment, you have to get rid of some things. You know, realize that you only have 24 hours in a day, right? Realize that you're human. You know, we may be supernaturally created, inspired, and empowered, but we are still human beings and we have human needs, limitations. We need sleep, nourishment, love, approval, you know, to name a few. You know, it's super important that you take care of yourself, and it's your choice. So think about, even make a list of all your tasks. Think about the things that you can cut out. You know, you don't want to let anyone down, right? You don't want to say no. But it's important that you don't let yourself down, because what happens is you deplete yourself and then you deplete other people. You know, you don't want to let anyone down, so you don't want to cancel a commitment. But if you're only showing up halfway, and you might be irritable when you do it, is it really good for you or for them? Better off, you know, less is more, right? You've heard that, less is more. So better off to cut some things out, really take care of yourself, then show up. Give your attention, give your purpose, your passion to the task at hand. And you're able to do that because you've taken good care of yourself. So, you know, you might say something like, today I choose to be mindful of what my body and my soul need to function properly so that I can be blessed and be a blessing to others. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me today, broadcasting to you live from beautiful downtown Morgantown, West Virginia, home of West Virginia University, so kind of an exciting little town to be in, and celebrating my family up here, you know, helping out with the new baby and so forth. I hope you're having a great Monday, and please don't hesitate to give me a call for that free coaching session. Once again, 513-646-0767, or email me to schedule at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. I love you guys. This is Coach Erica Black from my practice, Pull It Together. You've tuned in to and been listening to Pull It Together with Erica Black. I love you guys. I will see you Monday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Have a great week. Goodbye.